It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Do you have that run down feeling?
It's a purple grabbing dinger Monday here at the Darren Copeland Experience.
You know, it would make it a lot easier on the Rockies if the pitchers would stop giving up runs.
Well, yeah. It also might make it easier on the pitchers if the Rockies' bats didn't just occasionally go completely silent.
Yeah, that too.
You know, they're just, right now, they're not a consistent baseball team. So you have become focused on actor deaths, which I found the list interesting, the top four, because I completely forgotten about number one.
Well, the whole thing is Sean Bean. We started this by talking about...
Yeah, why don't we start talking about Sean Bean?
Because he's in Game of Thrones. He was in Game of Thrones.
Okay. And then he died.
He died.
Okay.
Beheaded. And so after that, so I wanted to find out, is he died the most? And there's actually three actors who've died more than he has.
Sure. Well,
in terms of
sense,
numbers. In terms of numbers.
Percentage-wise. Not just straight numbers, because I'm sure there are a lot of... Well, Bean has died 25 times out of 70 movies, right?
Yes, something about there.
Okay.
And he is fourth overall.
Okay.
In deaths. So overall deaths in movies by actors.
Overall?
Overall, fourth.
Wow. So no one, like, only three people have died more times in movies?
Yes.
Huh. That's okay.
So number three is Vincent Price, who you would expect.
Well, that makes sense, because he played in a lot of movies where he's the bad guy and they kill him at the end.
Bela Lugosi
plays in a lot of movies where he's the bad guy and they kill him in the end.
And number one with over 43 deaths in 120 movies is John Hurt.
That's fantastic. Like a third of his movies he died. But then you start thinking about it and you're like, yeah, V for Vendetta. He, like, no one can forget how he died within Aliens.
Spaceballs.
Then they recreated.
Did he die the same?
Recreated it the same, yeah. They popped the little alien out of his
chest.
Did
he come out in Aliens doing, hello, my honey, hello, my baby?
No, he did not.
How about my ragtime gal?
No, he did not. Actually, if you ever want to see a really interesting documentary, watch the documentary on the making of the movie Alien. It is fantastic. You know, he sequestered, like, they literally built, he built a ship in a huge hangar in England and then put them on the hangar and then put them in the ship and then locked the doors so they couldn't get out and kept them in the ship. And then when they did the thing that came out of John Hurt's chest, the alien,
yes,
he didn't tell the actors what was going to happen. So that shock and terror that you see on their face is real because they had, and they just, and he's like, okay, now when the alien pops out of his chest, I want to see as much blood spray as possible. Just spray it everywhere. And so there's blood all over the place. And when you look, when you see that scene, the other lady, not Ripley, but the other lady on the ship, is freaking out because there's, like, blood right in her face and she's up against the wall because she did not know it was coming.
That's spectacular.
It is. It's been. It's a great documentary. It really
is. That sounds cool.
It is.
Well, so in order to look at this other ways, they wanted to kind of do a meme, just not a meme, but like to find some statistics that could bear it up. So John Hurt died 43 times in 120 movies,
mm-hmm.
whereas Sean Bean has died 25 in some 70 movies.
Okay.
And so that works out to roughly about the same amount, 30%.
Yeah, like about a third of your movies.
Yep. In fact, if you actually do it, so you divide the number of movies by the times you've died, Sean Bean actually is the actor who dies the most because he dies once every 0.32 times. So one every three movies he's dying.
You lost me. I don't see. At this point, you took an interesting topic and you made it boring. Like, you actually made it boring for me because you went right. You get into these numbers, man.
Well, I thought that was interesting. 0.32 deaths per film.
Okay. I mean, I was not curious.
Well, in case you were, South Park's Kenny barely beats Bean with 0.38 deaths per episode. So one out of every three times.
I see, that just feels wrong because I think Kenny dies like almost every episode.
Almost.
Yeah, but he's got to have like 300 deaths out of like 350 episodes.
Like, He doesn't die all the
seven
time.
Seasons ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
After the movie.
Yeah, after the movie.
When they brought him back from hell.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
With the gay devil.
Well,
I still thought he died every episode.
Gay Satan? Is that gay Satan?
I don't think it was after the movie. I think it was in the season. There was a season that they just stopped killing him.
Oh, that's too bad. I liked it when they killed Kenny. It was fun. Then he just randomly shows up the next episode like nothing happened.
Well, that's South Park for you.
Yeah.
I drove by South Park last weekend when going up to the mountains.
Yeah.
They were having the Park County Fair there. It was actually in Fairplane, not South Park.
Ooh.
Park. Oh, my. It was a place to be if you were in Fairplay, boy.
Well, I'm sure.
Everyone was there.
I'm sure the entire population of Fairplay was like, hey, well, I guess it's county fair time.
I wonder if there's any cheaters in Fairplay.
Yes, probably.
It doesn't seem like there would be. It wouldn't be allowed them in. What is, okay, fine. Okay, that wasn't really a joke.
It wasn't a joke, but it was, let me understand what you were doing, Fairplay. Cheaters in fair play. Yes, there probably are cheaters in fair play. And they probably are let in so they can learn how to get a sense of fair play. How's that?
Yeah, that's worse than
like
what
I
said.
It's like a learning experience.
A learning experience. Yes, I would imagine that living in fair play would be a learning experience.
Awful. I don't like small towns. I don't do small towns.
Well, you've done small towns.
And I hated it. Hated it.
You just got to meet the bartender.
See, here's the problem. They had one sports bar.
Yeah.
And then
Sterling.
Two other bars.
Yeah.
And both were country bars.
Okay.
I'm just not spending time in a country bar. I don't like country.
What about Western?
Nope, not a big fan of Western either.
Okay.
So I would go to the sports bar, but it was a weird sports bar. And they could never keep a bartender there. So, like, it was always someone new every single time. And it's quiet. Like, it is super quiet. Do you know that commercial, like, where the couple there in the tent and their camera is, oh, it's so great to get away from the city. Oh, man, this is great. And they're laying there. And she goes, isn't it a little too quiet? He goes, it's terrible. Because it's so quiet.
Yeah, then they get
the cityscape sounds or whatever. That's me. I like noise. Like, when I go to sleep, I like noise. There's got to be something going on. It helps me go to sleep. Man, there is, like, you walk out, and it's like you're in a vacuum. There is not a single noise anywhere.
In Sterling? That's because everyone's got to get up and feed the cat.
They do. They got to get up early and work the farms and drive the tractors and go to Walmart.
That reminds me, when I was in Venezuela, I was in this town called Por Lamar, which is on the island of Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the main town. Like, it's a, you know, 100,000 people.
Okay.
I mean, it's a big town.
Sure.
So, you know, we were sleeping. We wanted the windows open in the morning. And at 5:30 in the morning, roosters over across the whole city. I mean, one rooster is bad enough. But when you have several,
then
like,
everybody's
chatting,
like, oh, time to get up.
And I'm like, where are all the roosters coming from? I'm like, oh, everyone has them in their backyards. I'm like, why? Why? And then I realized that because they need to eat them.
They need to get up and kill them for food?
I guess.
They don't eat roosters, you eat chicken.
I mean, well, if they don't have any chickens.
Did they not have chickens? Did they just have roosters?
In Venezuela, they don't have much of anything right now. It's probably much more quiet in the mornings than it has been.
Well, good. Then they can sleep in. I would sleep in. Or I'd throw something at a rooster.
I would throw something at a rooster. Do you know what I'd throw at a rooster? Another rooster.
I don't know that I've actually ever heard a rooster. Yeah, like, I don't know that I've actually heard a rooster.
Kinda
I'm okay
like that.
With that.
Kind of like that, except worse.
Yeah, I don't believe that because I figure, like, that is your animal impression version of your...
Oi!
Yeah.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports.